Is Nibbana unconditional?
It's unconditioned, yeah.
Unconditioned.
Yeah. So, because if it were a condition, the nature of any condition is that it is impermanent, it's unsatisfactory, it's not self. But the nature of Nibbana is that it is unconditioned. And that's the part of one of the chants that we, the Nibbana Sutta, is, you know, there is this unconditioned, unformed, uncreated, unmade. If there wasn't that, then there would be no freedom from the form, from the condition.
Can Nibbana make the connection to visit you, or you have to go to Nibbana?
Well, I mean, thinking in those terms, you're tying yourself up either way. It's like Ajahn Chah. It's one of the. It's just a place where there's no coming, no going, no standing still. What's that? So you can't conceive of it. It's not a. It's not. But it doesn't mean that it can't be experienced.